Why? Reasons for joining the Boys' Brigade were chiefly the fact that two of my school chums, Bobby Edmondson and Dan McFarlane, were neighbours or nearby neighbours in Windsor Street. And they were already members of the Boys' Brigade. So one night I came into the house and I said to my mother, I'm going along to join the BB. And she said, which company? And I said, the First Glasgow. My mother then said, well, run there as fast as you can and see that you get in. Later on, her enthusiasm was explained when she told me that night that if she had been a boy, she would have been one of the original members, because she was a pupil in the Northwood Side Mission Hall, where William Smith was a teacher and W.A. Campbell was the superintendent. W.A. Campbell being a cousin, I'm pretty sure, of Campbell Bannerman, one-time Prime Minister of Great Britain. Now, we should put that off for a minute, recording, because my mother overheard or was told on one occasion that W.A. Campbell had said to William Smith, if you want a thing well done, do it yourself. To which William replied, not always, sir. If you want a thing well done, see you pick the right man to do the job for you, and then inspire them to do it properly. I enjoyed all my work with the First Glasgow, or rather all my time with First Glasgow. The drill, the boys' room, the Sunday morning Bible class, camp, all these activities were a great interest to a young boy.
Yes. And the other boys, did they enjoy the drill as well?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was all right. That is pretty evident that it was all enjoyed by the whole company, because of the fact that Bible class on Sunday morning was attended by the whole company, and there's a photograph of it here, which that was our Bible class.
Yes, yeah.
Look at it.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yeah, certainly is.
And that brought up one of the things at the Bible class, that as one became more senior graduate in the company, one was asked to do an essay. And the essay comprised giving a complete essay on some biblical topic. And of course that was quite an ordeal for a youngster to do, but it initiated one into the business of talking in front of quite a big number of people.
Yes. Yeah.
Down at camp, these were great occasions. We only went to camp every second year. Alternate years we went to Stirling Castle. But down at Auchinlochan, which is just a few miles from Tynabroch, the people of Tynabroch and Auchinlochan supplied us with 8 4-oar boats, one for each squad, which we used when going over to the island butte for...
Mr. Reid, these activities you've been outlining, do you think there's any particular one attracted the boys into the First Glasgow? When you saw Dan McFarlane and other friends in the company, what attracted you? Did you think it would be good for camp or for the boys' room or for the drill? Was there anything that you thought, that makes me want to join that BB company?
It would be easy to give a confirmative answer to that question, but I don't think it would be really true to say that I had a definite notion of the Boys' Brigade being an attractive organisation to join. My chums were in the First Glasgow, and I realised that it was going to give a young lad something to do and something to occupy his time.